Matt Edwards and Dave Moynihan in their Citroën, the fastest on Fannin over the 8 kilometres, 4:08.7 was the time there for the Welshman, the three-time British champion, who took just under three seconds out of the rally leader Callum Devine. Second fastest was Alistair Fisher. He's really on it today, 4:09.1 for Fisher, with Gordon Noble, of course, calling the notes. And the third quickest was Josh Moffat, 4:10.5 for Josh Moffat. So that was the top three fastest times on the second run in Fannin as the leading crews come into Port Salon and head now for Knockalla. Some of the other times, Marian Evans is having a steady run, the second of the Welshmen in the top five, 4:13.1 for Evans. Sam Moffat, who's number one on the door, he of course is the defending champion. Him and Declan Boyle are having a huge battle in the Fiesta WRCs. But Declan Boyle's having his problems with his Fiesta. Suspension issues, we're told, that he's been having over the course of the day. He didn't stop at the end of Cairn Hill on the second run. And obviously, slight wee issues with that car. He's not happy with it. He was another 3 seconds slower than Sam. Sam, 4:10.4. Declan Boyle, 4:13.3. The modified section is continuing to be dominated by the ever-impressive Kevin Gallagher in the Darien, with Ryan Muir calling the notes. They're really on the money today, so they are. They're banging out the fastest times in that class, and they've got another one on Cairn Hill. 4:15 dead for Kevin Gallagher there. James Stafford, his closest rival, he was 1.3 adrift with a 4:16.3 for Stafford in Cairn Hill, while Gary Jennings, also in the mix, of course, in the top 10, 4:15.7 was the time for Gary Jennings. So that's the times of the leading crews coming off Fannin. We'll maybe just take a quick look at the overall standings in the top 10 and how they are positioned now as they head to the second run on Knockalla. Callum Devine in that polo leads by 20.9 from Matt Edwards. Alistair Fisher in the second polo, 17.3 adrift. He's edged a wee bit ahead now of Josh Moffat in the Hyundai. 4.3 is separating those two sides. Moffat, of course, had the fastest time on the Cairn Hill stage previously. Marian Evans is fifth, half a minute down. Then Sam Moffat is just 4.5 off Evans in the Fiesta in sixth, but the gap's opened up now to Declan Boyle. It's out to 17.3 in seventh. Kevin Gallagher continues to dominate Class 14 in the Darien T90. He's 37 seconds adrift of Boyle in seventh, but he does have an 11.8 second cushion on Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in ninth in the R5 Fiesta. And the top 10 has been wrapped up by James Stafford and Thomas Scanlon, a further 16.1 back. Just some of the other names popping up in front of us here. David Kelly in the Fiesta is 11th. Joe McGonigal, 16 seconds back on Kelly in 12th. Declan Gallagher is 3rd in Class 14 and 13th overall. Time to do the maths on the head again, taking a look at how far Declan Gallagher is off at James Stafford. There's 18 seconds to Kelly, and then there is another 16 seconds to Joseph McGonigal. So you're talking in and around 34, 35 seconds back to Gallagher there. Ryan Loughran is up the 14th, and Endo O'Brien in the polo wraps up the top 15. So that's how they are positioned at the end, unofficially, of stage number 11, which is Fannin Head, the second time round Fannin.